And now a look at the Massachusetts Casino Plan, the plan for up to 3 casinos and 1 slot parlor in Massachusetts. In a few minutes, we'll hear about whether Indian tribes have a leg up for a casino under the plan, but first we hear about law enforcement. The plan includes provisions for increased law enforcement, but does not include the increased powers the state attorney general had been seeking, such as wiretapping. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney has the story.
Supporters say the measure will help protect Massachusetts by giving law enforcement tools to fight crimes such as money laundering and cheating in games or tampering with casino machines.
It's all about the integrity.
Senate President Pro Tem Stanley Rosenberg is the main point person on the legislation.
People are not going to come to these venues if they can't trust that it's an honest operation.
The casino bill essentially has 3 law enforcement components: a special unit in the Attorney General's office to investigate gambling crimes, a requirement that state police are on site each hour the casino or racino is open, and a mandatory investigation into all employees linked to the gambling venues. Again, Senator Rosenberg.
The models that we have in the Massachusetts bill are pretty consistent with what you'll find across the country. They're generally industry standards, and the costs are borne entirely by the industry.
But the measure does not include giving State Attorney General Martha Coakley wiretapping powers. A bill that would have done that stalled in the legislature last year. Former State Attorney General Scott Harshbarger has been a vocal opponent of licensing casinos and slot parlors in the state. He says the measures outlined in the legislation are a step in the right direction, but he wants more details.
Do they have the actual power and ability to enforce aggressively so that we deter the potential for corruption, we deter the potential for improper influence here, rather than simply hope for the best?
Among those powers, giving the Attorney General wiretapping abilities to fight organized crime, such as racketeering.
You have to be sure that the regulatory and enforcement piece is in place, not rush into licensing establishments and then getting to enforcement. That is a recipe for disaster.
A spokesman for Coakley's office says they are reviewing the legislation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kathleen McNerney.